My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The news is, first of all, if you're just joining us, he's out week two. But listen to where the conversation goes next when Kyle Shanahan is asked about it earlier today.
Game injuries, Huff will be doubtful, D. Winters is questionable, and McCaffrey's out.
Does Christian need any kind of procedure or anything of that nature?
No procedure.
You said earlier in the week, IR is still not an issue.
That's something we're considering now. Yeah, yesterday was his worst day. It's on and off, but with it, yesterday having the most pain, something we're going to be discussing here in the next 24 hours.
Something we're going to be discussing here in the next 24 hours. So I'd be shocked if within the next 24 hours he's not on IR, because, again, not that it's being discussed, but think of what we know here. He just said yesterday was his worst day, and then added that the pain was bad, and he didn't have to share that. Like, they ask him about IR, and he's just like, he could have been like, we're not there yet. But once you say to the media, this is something we're considering and a discussion that we'll have over the next 24 hours, I don't know. I find it hard to believe that they're not going to come out of that discussion by putting him on IR.
Yeah, because think about it in terms of Christian McCaffrey and his calf and his Achilles tendon. So he experienced the most pain that he has, and that was yesterday into today before practice. So if you're going to wait 24 hours to make that decision, does that mean you're going to check back in with Christian's leg tomorrow? And if it's a lot better after one day, right, then you don't put him on IR? Or do you not even check back in with him because you got to get up and go to Minnesota? And do you just realize that it's not going to be better, so then you make a decision accordingly?
Well, and largely the person who's talking here is not even necessarily the decision maker when it comes to this. Kyle is going to refer to what the doctors are telling him. And we had a doctor on, and he said it was very concerning that you've done all of this work, all of this rest, all of the treatment that no doubt he's getting, and as you try to ramp up to game weeks, now twice in a row, not only was the answer no, but it's getting worse. That's incredibly concerning.
Yeah.
So how on earth would you sit here today and somehow look at the situation and think that he'll be able to play football in the month of September, and if he can't, IR.
Exactly. And even if he's a maybe for next week and week three, and you go through the same process again next week, maybe you get to next Friday and you realize, well, he can't go again, and now you're going to put him on IR, which puts him out through week six. At some point, you have to make the hard choice early in order to allow him to come back and get better. And I liked what Matt Maiocco asked Kyle about any procedure, and I think for me, a procedure would also include injections Dr. Pandya came on and talked to us about a PRP injection that potentially could be a treatment. And from what I heard Kyle say, I don't think that he was just talking about surgery, but no procedure on the Achilles. I wonder about.
Yeah, I don't know. You know. I don't know. I got to think that a lot of that stuff has already been tried. No, if he really's been dealing with this since January, I mean, you're talking about a major name, a major team with major goals and a major investment. I got to think that if somehow now for a period of time or 7 or 8 months, this is not reacting the way they want it to, they probably tried a whole lot of stuff, would be my guess.
Potentially.
Not surgery.
Right.
That's how I took it. You might be right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you have the PRP or I've had cortisone shots, which it works on a short-term basis, right. Maybe he's at a spot where, you know, he's had those things and he still is in pain, which is possible. Or maybe you're holding off on those treatments until you really, really need him and you're trying to get him healthy the natural way. You don't want to go the PRP route or cortisone or Toradol or anything else that's pain relieving. You want him to get right through natural healing, and he just hasn't been able to do so.
Rick in Fremont. Let's keep going with the phones. 888-957-9570. If McCaffrey goes on IR, are the Niners still Super Bowl favorites? Also, what do you expect their record to be at the end of that stint if, and again, lots of hypotheticals, I get it, but if he was going to be just those five games that would be required, what do you expect the Niner record to be? Rick in Fremont. Hi, Rick. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Got a couple of points I'd like to make if I could. I don't think the 49ers are Super Bowl favorites without McCaffrey. I know they won one game. They look really good doing it. I made this point earlier in the week. If you look at their points per game differential with and without McCaffrey, that's a 9-point swing over the last 2 years. And the numbers are identical, 29 with him, 20 without him. So the sample size indicates that they struggle to score too many points without him in there.
Rick, can I interrupt? Because I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand where you're getting, like, when was the, since Christian got here, then there hasn't been any without Christian. But there's also, pretty immediately, we got a new quarterback. So, like, excuse me if I feel like you're sort of attributing a bunch of stuff to Christian that I'm not sure we can quite do.
So I believe that they have played 4 games over the last 2 years without him, or actually 7 games. I could be wrong on that, but I was looking at the stats the other day.
I think you are.
And in those games.
Yeah, I don't think that's okay. Right. Grandy, can you look that up? I'm remembering, obviously.
Well, he played 16 games last year.
Right. He played 16 games last year, Rick, and the one he missed was the one that everybody missed, which was the game at the end of the year against the Rams.
Got it. So it might be missed what I'm thinking there. The other point that I'd like to make is, you know, with McCaffrey, you're dealing with not just a running back. So the running back by committee theme doesn't really work with McCaffrey because McCaffrey is a real threat out of the backfield or when he's spread out as a wide receiver. And the other team knows that they cannot just match up a linebacker when he's a threat in the receiving game. They have to match him up with the safety. And that's one safety less that's going to cover your wide receivers. So I think it's a little bit more nuanced. I think the other defenses will tee off on the wide receivers a little bit better without the lack of, pass-catching running back from the Niners. And the last point I'd like to make is going back to what Doc Pandya said, even if he comes back in week 5 or after week 5 or week 6, what's he going to look like? Because he has to rest it. It's not like he's going to be working out on the sidelines, unlike other injuries. He's going to have to completely ice it and stay on the shelf. So what's he going to look like? So I'm leaning more towards your assessment there, Mark, where I'm assuming they're going to have to play with McCaffrey without the better part of the season.
Rick, thank you very much. So a couple things on that. First of all, confirmed that once Christian arrived on this team, he has only missed one game, and it was the game they purposefully sat everybody last year against the Rams. On the other point, though, where he references what Doc said, I'm just managing, and each fan can do this. You like manage your own expectations. This is enough for me to just be like, look, I'm going to wrap my head around the idea that Christian might not be available or his normal self for the whole year. And if I'm wrong, actually, it's not an opinion. I'm just preparing myself for that.
Yeah.
If something other than that happens, wonderful. But that's a totally fair question. Which is to say, okay, you get through an IR stint, you're feeling better, like You go out there, you have no idea. That thing could flare up right away on you. And then you're right back to square one, or you might not perform at the same level you were before. Like, yeah, that I don't know. That feels like something that there's a solid chance they're going to be dealing with throughout the year.
For sure, and he might be dealing with this throughout his career. Nothing is promised. Tomorrow is not promised, especially when you're in the National Football League where the injury rate is 100%. And now you have one of these injuries that if it gets worse and if a really bad thing happens in that part of your body, it's 9 months, and there's no two ways around it. You're out for 9 months, and as a running back at 28, coming up on being 29, you might be on the downside of an unbelievable career because of this particular injury if it gets worse. And so that's just the reality of the sport and the nature of this injury. So, yeah, you're going to do everything you can to get him as close to right as you possibly can and then play him. And if something bad happens, there's nothing you can do about it.
So I we want to keep going on the phones, and we will. I just want to let you know, though, that in 5 minutes or less, I want to play something for you that came up on the morning roast when Baldy was there at the beginning of the week. Because it is my belief that we have now swung the pendulum a little bit too far in the other direction. And what I mean by that is Monday calmed us down at such a level that now we're cruising around like the Niners are the same entity with or without Christian. And that's just, in my opinion, flat out not the case. And that's taking nothing away from Mason, who was wonderful, and I firmly believe can be pretty good, if not really good, all year long. But even if he is, that still doesn't make them Christian McCaffrey's 49ers. This is a hit, even if Mason does go out and run for 1,300 or 1,400 yards this year. Like this will be a lesser performing offense, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair way to put it. You got a guy who was top five in the MVP last year, so that's a safe bet to say your offense won't be as good. It doesn't mean that you will win any fewer games. It just means you're going to have to go about things in a different fashion. And maybe you won't be an automatic 30-point offense. You were on Monday night without Christian McCaffrey, but that's going to be tougher. Minnesota's defense is as good as the Jets, in my opinion, in many ways. The way they crowd the line of scrimmage and they really focus on stopping the run, that becomes a more interesting game for me without McCaffrey. So now, Jordan Mason, the book's out on you. Everybody watched Monday Night Football, and everybody saw you have 28 carries and what you did in the run game. Minnesota's going to go out there and try to snatch his soul, and they're going to try to beat him down and take away Jordan Mason's cute little start to his career as a starting running back. So this might be a Brock Purdy game.
I was just going to say, go ahead and start Brock in your fantasy games this weekend if you do that. Like, I would love that. Go ahead and focus. Put 8 or 9 in the box. Go right ahead. And then be like, but we're going to fool Brock with misdirection. Go ahead. I love that. Niners 37-14 if you do that.
And you know what I loved watching last year's game, even though they lost, is Brandon Flippin Ayuk was carving them
he
up.
He was great.
Yeah, he was fantastic great. Last
I
year.
I hope he's back to his normal self.
Yep.
In this one. Okay, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. How about Ryan in Irvine? Ryan, thank you for calling. What's good? What's up?
Hey, guys. To answer your question, are they favorites? I would say no, they're not favorites. How could they be over Kansas City? I think Kansas City obviously is the favorite, but I mean, I think if Kyle's already, I agree with you guys, if Kyle's already talking about they're considering putting him on IR, I think it's a done deal. I think they've already decided it. They just are kind of slowing down the news, you know, that's what they're going to decide to do. But I think there's a silver lining in this. I think if he goes on IR and there's no telling whether he's going to come back this season, which we don't know that. And if they win a Super Bowl, it's going to be because of two things. Number one, Brock Purdy had to win some games for the 49ers. Like, he will be the focal reason, the primary reason why they won some games. And that's going to make us feel a lot better about, you know, paying him like a franchise quarterback, right? And then two, this is going to be Kyle's, I think, most challenging season, because I think one of the biggest differences between someone like him and Andy Reid is trust. I definitely think that's like a huge difference between the two coaches. Andy Reid seems to trust rookies a lot more than Kyle does, because he just looks at, hey, if you are really good at one or two things, I'm just going to use you for those things. And then I'm going to give you on the job training to get you up to speed with the other things I need you to do. Kyle has a difficult time with that. And so Isaac Guerrero, like, you can even hear it in his voice. He struggles to give him like a lot of credit, like, oh yeah, we're going to be using him and everything, you know. But I think if they're going to be successful this year, it's going to be because Kyle's going to have trust in his young guys. And obviously Purdy is going to be, you know, getting them over the hump in some of these games without McCaffrey.
I wonder about that. Ryan, thanks. I appreciate that. Like, the idea of, okay, the trusting rookies thing, we talk about it with Steve Kerr and the Warriors all the time. We're told by people who play the game that Kyle Shanahan's offense and his scheme are probably the hardest to learn. But if we're going to zero in on Guerrero, I do want to remind everyone, I'm not going to discount your point, but I want to remind everyone that Guerrero literally got hurt this year the first time he touched the ball in camp.
Yep.
Day one. And he was hurt bad. And so as a rookie, when you miss, and he missed at least half of camp, when you do that, you're behind. Now, they did dip his toe in the water on Monday night. Kyle said they liked what they saw. I think that you're going to get more of him. I don't think 28 carries a game. No. I don't think that's going to happen.
For J.P. Mason.
Yes.
I do think that you're going to probably see a little bit of Guerrero this weekend, and you're also going to start to see maybe some free agent activity. I mentioned Keyshawn Vaughn a couple of times. He's on the practice squad. He's a Super Bowl champ, having won one with Tampa his rookie year. He's a guy who hasn't carried the ball a lot, but he's been around for five seasons now. Matt Breida is a street free agent. I saw some people talking about Latavius Murray, who's out there. So you could bring in another body to just augment the running back room if he's going to be gone for a while.
Name I promised everybody. Does this do anything for you? You already brought him up today, but you didn't bring him up in this form. Jet McKinnon.
The Jet?
Come
he's
on.
Out there?
He's out there. The Chiefs let him go. He's
Man.
32 years old, free agent. Of course, said some things when he left here that kind of turned people off. And maybe he's dust. I don't know. He's 32 years old and he's had two torn ACLs.
Man.
And he knows the offense.
Sounds more like a biplane to me than a Jet.
Well, he brings the aspect that you sort of lose when you go from Christian to Jordan. Like, Mason is a more traditional running back. Christian McCaffrey was such a dual threat. Deebo Samuel, a dual threat. Jet McKinnon, he's real good catching passes out of the backfield. I don't know. Just a thought. Got brought up by a couple of our listeners.
Two rings for McKinnon. He's a two-ring guy.
Yeah, none of them were here.
No, former Viking. Yeah. So maybe he can give you some intel on what Minnesota did 10 years ago.
I don't mean for this weekend.
I know, but I do think that if they make the IR move, they're going to have to add another running back, because as it is right now, it's Jordan Mason, 28 carries, and then you've got Isaac Guerrero, who's behind and a rookie, Patrick Taylor Jr., and as I mentioned, Keyshawn Vaughn. Those two are kind of the same ilk, guys who are like, you know, your fifth outfielder if you're a baseball team, guys who are just kind of there, and you don't really want to give them the ball unless you have to. I think they had Isaiah Cannon a few years ago, who was that guy the Niners did.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
And some of these other running backs that just pop up all of a sudden when you're desperate.
Yeah, I mean, you're not looking. I mean, obviously, gosh, like prayers up for Mason's health through all of this. And that's the really scary thing. But yeah, you're right now, you're just looking for somebody to come in and do three or four carries a game. That's really all you're looking for, I think. And yes, this is going to lean more on Brock. And it is flipping fascinating when you start thinking about what people wanted Brock to show them before you give him a contract. It's fascinating to think that he may get at minimum a five-game stretch to show you what the offense can look like if there's no Christian McCaffrey. And if your prediction rings true, Dibs, if these guys are 5-0 without Christian, cha-ching! Oh, hell yes!
Yeah, Brockster's millions going up.
You don't think the agent's going to bring that up? Oh, product of Christian McCaffrey. Oh, really? What was his record when Christian didn't play? Well, it was 5-0 and stuff.
5-0.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, of course, Perron's going to get an earful of that.
Especially if he does it against a Minnesota team that will sell out to stop the run. And you saw last year's game where McCaffrey had 45 yards on the ground. Purdy had a 17-yard run, and that was about it for the Niners on the ground. They didn't run it very well because Minnesota is going to sell out to stop the run. If they do that same thing, which it looks like that they did in week one against the Giants, Brian Flores, very aggressive DC in Minnesota, it's going to be a Brock game anyway. I would imagine that Brock Purdy is going to be asked to do a lot in this game because you got J.P. Mason off a short week and 28 carries. This feels like it's going to be more of a pass-happy approach by Shanahan.
888-957-9570. Matty Barrows in 10 minutes covering the team. We'll get the latest. Let's go to Scott in Monterey. Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, happy Friday. We have a great matchup with the Vikings coming up, so definitely look forward to that. But I just wanted to address, you know, with CMC, if we're looking at the early end of the schedule right now, you know, with if he has to go on the IR for 4 weeks, you know, I feel confident that we could, with the roster that we currently have in place, you know, I feel like we could pull off a few W's there. And hopefully by the time we match up against the Chiefs and the Cowboys, you know, CMC will have enough time to heal up and be ready to go. The good thing about Jordan, though, is that, you know, he put a lot of time in the offseason, you know, catching the ball and working with the jugs machine and all reports from training camp looks like he's been improving pretty vastly on his pass catching ability. So having him as a three down asset in place of CMC definitely helps out a lot. Obviously, he's the best offensive player in the NFL, so not having him sets us back. But I feel pretty confident that Jordan can hold the load while CMC is still recovering.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend, and let's get a W.
Yeah, Scott, thanks.
Appreciate it. I mean, that's what I'm getting at, and take a listen to this. It's not that I don't share that opinion. Jordan Mason was fantastic, and the Niners are not built on one player. You know, I don't know where it goes if the quarterback sits out. That's a hell of a drop off. And that, as I sort of detailed a bunch yesterday, to me, that's a different starting point in the NFL when you're talking about losing your quarterback. The drop off is just so great. Even Tua last night, who did not have a good night prior to him getting hurt, you see what happens on most teams when the backup comes in. It's just like running back, check down, check down, check down, sack, sack, check down, check down, let's go home. So high-level quarterbacks, I think, are different. But other than that, the 49ers are not built on one player, not even Trent Williams, not Fred, not Nick, not Christian. There is a drop-off there, but the game on Monday, Dibs, in my opinion, has given us a little bit too much confidence in terms of what the 49ers would look like without Christian for a period of time. I wanted to throw this into the conversation. What Brian Baldinger said in the Morning Roast on Monday, or I guess it would have been on Tuesday or Wednesday,
yep,
after the game, and was sort of thrown this idea of, if the Niners have to exist for a period of time without Christian, can they keep up the same level of production?
But you can't play at the same level without Christian McCaffrey. Credit George Mason and everything else on Monday night, but you're not going to play at the same level without him. He's just too much of a force for Kyle Shanahan to move around and put in different positions and exploit matchups in the passing game. But, you know, he has this history now, and I'm the biggest Christian McCaffrey fan there is. But he has this history. He had 400 touches 1 year in Carolina, and he was banged up for much of the next two seasons.
Yeah, I think that that's important to continue to put out there. Like, there's a drop-off. Like, there's all kinds of things you can't do.
Fine.
You can still go, I'm not arguing that they're not still really good.
I'm not arguing with him either, but so there's a drop-off. So you go from beating the Jets by, 19, you were up, and they made it lipstick on a pig, and you won by 13. So, yeah, you're going to go down a level. Does that mean that suddenly now you're going to lose 13 points a game? I still think that what you have is good enough to beat the majority of the teams on your schedule, especially in the early part of the schedule. So Baldy's right. You can't expect to have that same level week in and week out, but your step down level is still going to be good enough to win most weeks.
I keep refreshing the Super Bowl odds page with this news. Okay, and the news, as far as the odds are concerned, is just that Christian McCaffrey is out this week. He will not play this week. But the 49ers have suggested they are considering over the next 24 hours putting him on IR. That would mean he's also out week 3, week 4, week 5, and maybe longer. And as we stated off the top of the show, the 49ers Super Bowl odds were plus 550, narrowly second behind the Kansas City Chiefs, who are at plus 500. You got to go all the way to plus 1100 to get the next group, which is now the Lions, Eagles, and Bills. After their performance last night, they're now 2-0. So the Niners were plus 550 prior to this news, and now are at plus 550.
Yeah.
The exact same place they were before. Vegas has not moved the Niners a muscle after this news.
For the future. And if he goes on IR, I wonder if that then changes the number.
I wonder.
Maybe it goes to plus 600. I don't think it moves that dramatically. I do know that the spread has gone from 5 to 4.5 over the course of the last few hours. And maybe the move happened before the McCaffrey news, but I'm seeing it now at ESPN Bet. At 4.5.
Yep.
So
me too.
I wouldn't expect it to move much further than that on the McCaffrey news, especially when you think about what happened Monday night with Mason.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.